Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's get to... Wait a minute. Hold your turn.
Bye-bye-bye. This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein.
Warren's
the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, Warren.
Hello.
Warren Eckstein is here. And as the gentleman said, host of The Pet Show, heard around the country in syndication every weekend. Great, great way for you to know what's going to get questions about your pet. Then you should call Warren when he's on the air. You can go to thepetshow.com and find out when it's on. And maybe if you can't listen when it's on, send him an email. Warren to WarrenEckstein.com or thepetshow.com or HugsAndKisses.com. By the way, Hugs and Kisses is Warren's line of minerals and vitamins that are prepared specifically for dogs. And then there's another line for cats.
Endorsed by my pugs.
Yes, right, exactly. Charlotte took them forever. I think that's why she lived to be 15, is because of Hugs and Kisses from Warren. So check that out. We'll check out Warren's stories. We always have lots of stories, including a focus on our video of the day today at DougStefan.com in just a moment.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Has your family established computer rules? They're very important, and with younger and younger children getting computers, you better start now and establish the basic do's and don'ts of computers. Here's the developmental science of it. First, it's never too early to teach your child that the grit and grime of the playground will mess up a computer keyboard. So wash your hands before you play with the computer. Also, other computer rules that families are developing include no eating or drinking at the computer, and probably most important of all, turn down the speakers when you enjoy your favorite game. What's the cheap psychological trick? These rules will keep not only your child computer friendly, but family friendly too. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show looking at our video of the day that comes from a lady named Hannah Foraker, who is a soldier. She is just coming home in this video for the first time in many months, and she's so happily greeted by her older dog. What a sweet reunion. Just see, just go look at that video. How often do you think that story is replicated, Warren?
You know, now, tremendously. In fact, there's actually, recently I was working with an organization in San Diego that actually has foster homes for people that are deployed. So they, you know, if they get deployed for a year to wherever they're going, and the reunion when these people come back with their, even though their dogs are well cared for and loved by the people foster them, amazing. You know, people think that dogs don't have memories and dogs don't understand the concept of love.
No.
All they have to do is watch the video on your site or any of the videos of the homecoming vets with their dogs. It's absolutely amazing. I have a personal story. When I came back from overseas, I had an older German Shepherd that was still living with my parents, and he waited till I got home, gave me the biggest hug, the biggest kiss, and passed away 3 weeks later. So they really do. I really believe he waited for me to come home just to say goodbye. Yeah.
Why is it that when you walk out the house and come back in 10 seconds, they greet you like you've been gone for 2 years? No matter how long you are gone, the dog is just like out of their mind when you walk back in the house.
You know, a lot of people assume that dogs don't have any perception of time, but that's really not true. They do have a perception of time, but the reality is that it's a pack animal. So even if one member of the pack will walk away a little bit, when they come back, it's like brand new, getting ready to play or getting ready to do something different. It's like they're looking forward. When you come home, or when you come home after being gone for 5 minutes or 20 minutes, you still greet the dog, and the dog is aware of that.
A lot of alternative medicine practices for humans. And you blogged recently about alternative medicine for pets. You want to give us some highlights?
Yeah, it's amazing what's going on in the pet world. You know, acupuncture, acupressure, cold laser therapy. I have a friend of mine whose dog is going through hydrotherapy right now. There are actually veterinarians that specialize. They can't call it physical therapy. They call it physical rehabilitation. So after a dog may have surgery, they go to these places where they have swimming pools with treadmills on them, massage therapy. All of these things are amazing. And you know what? For years, people would poo-poo it and say it doesn't work, but now people are realizing the benefits for people, and now we're realizing the benefits for pets as well.
Yeah, I used to bring Charlotte to all those. Water therapy was great for her. She got acupuncture and acupressure for years and chiropractic, which is why she lived 5 years longer, in my estimation. Not only the homeopathic treatment, but the medicines that I used and just the way that I fed her, all that stuff, I think added 5 years to her life. God love her.
I'm having more and more of listeners around, and I do it myself. I've been doing it for years, so people thought I was a little eccentric. Imagine that.
You?
Meditating with their pets off.
Now. God bless you, Warren. I wouldn't have thought you were eccentric. Warren, next time from The Pet Show. Here is one of our friends on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.